It's amazing the turnout that they've had for this. I know a lot of times they have it on the island and they expect a bigger turnout, but this is really, really good turnout for a state Catamas organization. They had good meetings. They're very engaged as a state. Some of the issues down here are a little different than, say, other parts of the country, but that's what makes these cattle organizations so unique, is they take care of home first, and then they bring their issues onto the national level, and then we deal with them and try to find solutions and come back and solve some of these issues.
Now, Uden, a cattle producer from Nebraska, talks about some of the issues he's hearing about here.
Well, you know, this ELD, this electronic logging device, I've heard a little bit of talk there. And it's a big issue for me in central Nebraska because I bring a lot of cattle in from the west, the north, and even the southeast. And so I'm aware of it. But your average producer out there in middle America, where he just goes to the sale barn and his cattle are gone or sold, he doesn't have to worry about the distance traveled on their livestock. So it's not as big a pressing issue for them. But it is a big deal both for this state and both for us on the national level. So we're going to keep addressing electronic logging device as far as how livestock are shipped, because everything in this state has to find wheels to go some distance. And so it's very, very critical for them. Another issue that is big to all parts of the country is the waters of the United States. But when you get down here and you see, I was talking to somebody, I think the highest point of Florida is like 200 feet. And we don't have anywhere, we're not a real tall state in Nebraska, but I think our lowest part is 300 feet. So waters of the United States proposed the way it was with the Corps of Engineers would have been devastating to agriculture in this state, because you have a high population and a lot of water issues, and particularly like right now with all the rains and the flooding, it just highlights that, and that's where a lot of times bad policy gets made that has a long-lasting repercussion for the producer, particularly in a state like Florida.